This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, one and all. A huge welcome once again to the show that goes like this. Very glad to have your company right from the beginning of proceedings this evening. I'm live in the Brentwood Studios. You're wherever you are in the world. If you're in the area, you could be on FM. Craziness, 98.0. If you're not in the area, you're probably online. phoenixfm.com/listen-live. Or maybe you just clicked a link, you weren't aware of the full web address. But now you know. Maybe you've asked your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM because you knew Ben Simmons was coming on with the show that goes like this. It had just gone six on a Tuesday evening. You thought, oh, I better not forget that. And then said the name or whatever word it is you say to wake it. And then said, play Phoenix FM. Maybe you've gone crazy and you've got the Apple app on your Apple device from the Apple App Store. Don't know what Android did to upset Phoenix FM, but we haven't got an app available for Android users. Anyway, I'll tell you something. I was so relieved after the cost of living crisis to hear that news item. If you missed it a couple of minutes ago, yes, everyone is celebrating. Major petrol retailers are being asked to instantly pass on a reduction in the price of petrol. The wholesale price has come down. Pass it on to consumers. It may go down by 1p. Thanks. What a big assistance that's going to be. Yes, it's gone up by about 50p in the last 3 months. Put it down by one. Whew, we'll feel that extra bulge in our pockets now. Yes, the money will be flowing everywhere. I'm being sarcastic. Anyway, as you possibly know, if you've listened to the radio earlier on today, the 21st of June is World Music Day. Lots of you have responded to my request on social media, where I asked for you to name songs with music in the title, as in the word music, or songs whose titles are about music in some way or another. And as ever, my wonderful Legend listeners have been extremely resourceful. I'm going to indulge myself to start off with, then I'll start giving shout-outs to people who've suggested great tracks. Always expect good songs here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. It's just gone 6:05. If you're playing music, don't stop it. Rihanna will be annoyed with you.
Please don't stop the music.
Started, I just came here to party, but now we're rocking out. FM.
Great track to get us going tonight, Rihanna, Please Don't Stop the Music. Because, in case you weren't aware by now, having got to 6:10 in the evening, the 21st of June is World Music Day. We always play great tracks here on the show that goes like this. Tonight, all the tracks you hear, most of which have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners. All the tracks you hear will have the word music in their title, or if it's not, it will be about music in some way or another. Can you guess what's coming up on the show? All that stuff to look forward to. Actually, it's caught the imagination far more than I was expecting it to on social media. Still, the most popular recent social media request from me was change one word in a film title. And the word you change still has to rhyme with the original word, but see if we can change the film in some way or another. Don't do that tonight. We did that a couple of weeks back. So many messages and responses on social media. It was impressive. I'd say possibly only half of that for this one, but still, I wasn't expecting half. So thank you to everybody that made suggestions. I think somebody even suggested Rihanna. I'm trying to go through the list and see who it was. I think it was Will Oliver. Will, another one of your suggestions will make it onto the airwaves, so thank you very much for suggesting anyway. Not always nice to get a shout out on the radio, I think. Oh yes. If you're just joining us, loads of stuff still to come. Celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday today, you can find out who you share a birthday with in the world of celebrity. We will get more information in the second hour about the World Cup of Films. If you want a sneak preview, Group 5 is live. I'm glad it rhymes. At Bensim Radio on Twitter. Go to the profile, you will see the poll to vote on one of your favourite four films in a group, and the two that get the highest votes will progress to the knockout stages. It means four groups have been completed. We've already got eight films that have made it to the knockout stages. How have I chosen these eight groups of four films, the final 32? You may be wondering. Well, I looked at fan favourites and critic reviews and did some truly exhaustive research to bring this World Cup to you. 32 of what are renowned as some of the greatest films of all time, and we will find out the nation's favourite via a World Cup system. I'm excited by it. I think many of you are slightly underwhelmed by it, and most of you are excited. Fabulous. But don't go anywhere. Keep it here. Loads of great stuff coming up. We'll pay some visits to the weird world of news up until 8 o'clock as well. Find some wacky stories permeating the internet for your entertainment. And, yeah, I will share with you some other crazy holidays that occur on the 21st of June. So don't go anywhere. Loads of reasons to be here. I forgot to say earlier, there's Mixcloud as well. If you want to see the webcam feed into the studio and see my lovely aquamarine t-shirt I'm sporting today, mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM. You'll see our logo and get the live feed. If you want to join in the chat there, you have to have a Mixcloud account, but it's free to get one. Okay, time for another track that was suggested by very many people. Karen Owen was one of them. Who else? Can I find anyone else now that suggested it very quickly whilst I'm scrolling through my feed? No, but that's typical. Well, that's just Karen Owen there. I've definitely seen someone else who wanted to hear it. Ah, Ian Parkin as well. Lovely Ian Parkin. Karen Owen and Ian Parkin, no less lovely than each other. Both incredibly lovely. I don't know if they've ever met, but there you go. You share loveliness. Anyway, has it got music in the title? It most definitely has. Kiki D has got music in her. Don't know where she keeps it.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. Very grateful to have your company this evening. However you're listening to me, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. So, how's your day been? It's been weird weather-wise recently, hasn't it? Very, very hot the other day. Then the storms came. I happened to have the very fortunate time of driving home through a ridiculous lightning storm that turned into a rainstorm. There were occasional trees down. I had to go down country roads. I keep having to speak with this inflection in my voice, hoping that it's going to communicate how annoying it was. Yes, I couldn't think of the word communicate in time. Now the moment's gone. I wish I'd never bothered. But yeah, I was out. There was sheet lightning. There was forks lightning. And that's not easy to say. But I got through it. Got home safely. No strikes anywhere near me of lightning. Speaking of strikes, though, are we all loving train drivers and workers at the minute? Not that I've got anything against those people. But, I've never really, having not been strongly a member of a union, I've never really understood the striking mentality of just, we're supposed to be paid to do something, we're not going to do it to show everyone that we're upset about some of the conditions in our job. I think it's just me. I think I'm getting myself into a dangerous area. I need to stop. There are probably very valid reasons for strikes to happen. Although I did see, if you Google this, I was shocked. The average wage for a train driver. I think if you're not sure what career to get into train driving right now. Crikey, yes, I'm considering it, and I've got absolutely no interest in trains. Anyway, we'll have another track, and after that we'll have our first visit to the weird world of news. Remember, you can get a sneak preview of the World Cup of Films by going to my Twitter handle, @BenSimRadio on Twitter. And you'll see what happened in last week's poll and what's happening in this week's poll. I'll be talking about it on the air after 7 o'clock. Great start musically to the show, thanks to your lovely suggestions. And thanks to Mr. Dan Clarkson. We've got this one. Well done, Dan. Great choice. We all love a bit of Wild Cherry. Does Dan ever play funky music? Burning down the one-night stands.
Phoenix FM.
Love that track. If you just joined and you think, I've heard a couple of tracks now on that station and they all have the word music in them. That is no coincidence. Oh no. It's World Music Day today, hence the tracks I'm playing up until 8 o'clock all have the word music in their title or are about music if they don't. And there you go. But as promised, time to break off and come over to the weird world of news. I just read something that I'm not going to read out the whole story, but one of the things I managed to find was about a mother who was desperately disappointed when her teenage daughter revealed to her that she wanted to change her name. Yes, parents often spend a long time deliberating over a suitable name for their loved one and hoping that it will serve them well throughout their lives. This woman, absolutely shocked and bewildered and upset when her daughter came home and said she didn't like her own name. She wanted a cool name that people her age have, and she wanted the most popular girl's name right now, which apparently is Emily. So, yes, she wanted to change her name to Emily. What ridiculous name do you think she'd been given by her parents originally to want to change it to a normal-sounding name like Emily? Brace yourselves. Her parents had called her Elizabeth. Right, so Elizabeth, you can have Lizzie, you can have Liz, you could have Eliza, you could have Beth. It seems like there's a ridiculous number of possibilities of what you'd want to be called if you were given the name Elizabeth. None of them you'd expect to be Emily. No, she wants an old deed poll job. Whether they're going to have massive ructions in the family, whether she's going to pass through this phase of not liking her own name. It just seems really bizarre. If you were called Moon Unit, you know, I could understand. If you've been called Clytemnestra or Chrysanthemum, you know, or North, or something like that, Apple, I could understand thinking, my name's a bit ridiculous. But Elizabeth? And you can use any abbreviations, you know, so many possibilities. Come on, pull yourself together. Well, who knows? Will it end up as Emily? Will she go to Lizzie? Liz? It's weird, though, isn't it? You can't imagine an Elizabeth as a young girl being called Liz. Liz is a sort of middle-aged woman's name. Lizzie, though, young woman's name. Can't imagine a 70-year-old being called Lizzie. That's just me. Is it the same for you? Let me know. If you want to send me any kind of message, I might read it out in the airwaves. I might break off at a tangent and do something entirely different for 5 minutes. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can get in touch with me either of those ways. If you want to go completely crazy and send an email into the station, radio@phoenixfm.com, and I'll see it. So, lots of ways you can be here. You can type in the chat box on the Mixcloud feed while seeing my live reaction. Yeah, there you go. That's exciting, isn't it? So many ways. Another visit to the Weird World of News coming up later. Probably 3 or 4 more throughout the rest of the show. So much to look forward to. Celebrity birthdays, World Cup of Films, you know, Weird World of News. Great tracks. It's all going on. One day in the not too distant future as well. Bicklol will be back. Not tonight. Don't worry. I know many of you have been missing Bicklol. I've had a few messages recently over what has happened to Bicklol. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you haven't been listening to this show for very long, have you? Bicklol was all the rage this time last year. Anyway, it will be back soon. We need another track that relates to music. What better than a track called Music? Is this one of those where you hear the intro and you instantly know what it is and who it's by? Let's test you out. Good luck, everyone. 3 seconds to guess. That has gone. It's Madonna.
Dance with my baby. And when the music
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Madonna's Music. I'm just trying to find, because I did see someone had requested it somewhere on social media in the run-up to the show. Who on earth was it? There were so many I'm trying to scroll through, I can't remember. Oh, I've lost it. I've literally lost it. Maybe it was Ellie from Beckles. Was it Ellie from Beckles? I doubt it. But who am I to doubt it? Ellie from Beckles may well have done. Charlie James has requested quite a few. Thanks, Charlie. Graham Long's done some great ones. Siobhan Roxburgh, as ever, has suggested brilliant ones. I'm not quite sure who it was. A few people, and I have to give you apologies, requested The Sound of Music. Or any song from it, I guess. Maybe I'll see if I can find something cheeky from it, but I don't think the official Sound of Music theme is on our ever-extensive database, but I'll see what I can do. I know Matt Watson suggested The Sound of Music. That was a good suggestion, and someone else did further down as well. I really should have scrolled through these with a little bit more notice for myself, but me being me, do you know what? I didn't. Anyway... Should we do celebrity birthdays at this point in the show? Should I keep my voice this high? I didn't really mean to. Now it's happened. Here we go. 21st of June. Who's celebrating today? Lana Del Rey is 37 today. Prince William is 40 today. Congratulations, sir. Chris Pratt of Hollywood acting fame is 43 today. Juliette Lewis, another actor, is 49 today. David Morrissey, another actor, is 58 today. It's actor's birthday day. Former Liverpool and Wales footballer Dean Saunders is 58 today. And Sonique is 54 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday as well, I hope you're having a wonderful day. On, you know, the first official day of summer, the longest day of the year. I was telling someone earlier, I used to love that when I was a kid. When you're about 9 or 10 years old, and normally you're having to go to bed at 8:30, 9 at night or something like that, and then it's still light, and it's pretty light outside until about 9:30, 9:45. Maybe even 10 o'clock, and you think, they can't make me go to bed yet, it's still light. That philosophy doesn't work if you live in parts of Norway. No, because for some time of the year, between, I think it's only dark between about 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. You imagine that, it's still being light at midnight, 1 a.m. You have to be in a very specific northerly part of Norway, quite near the Arctic Circle. Yes. And whilst for some part of the year you barely get any darkness, there's another place in Norway where for some part of the year you barely get any light. You get about 2 or 3 hours of daylight. Now that would be a bit grim, wouldn't it, if it lasted for months and months and months. Anyway, it's summer right now, very long evenings to enjoy, wonderful weather to enjoy. It's calmed down a little bit from the other day, so just pleasant, you know. Nice to sit in the sun, nice to sit out in the garden with a drink, nice to push your friend into a pool and help them cool down. I'm not condoning that behaviour, obviously accidents can happen. Be careful out there, everyone. Look out for those pool pushers. now already I need to find someone who's requesting the next track from this extensive list. I have to go through it all the time because I didn't write it down. I know what you're saying. Yes, you should have written it down. Thank you. I'm aware of that now. Ah, who suggested Arthur Conley and Sweet Soul Music? Who was it? Come on, own up. Somebody did it. I can't find it. Was it Siobhan Roxburgh? I've got a slight feeling in my head it might have been Siobhan. It could have been Graham Long as well. Oh, it wasn't Siobhan. Was it Graham? No. Who was it? Shall I just play the song and then find out while the song's on? What a good idea, Ben. Sweet Soul Music. Over to you, Art.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long and it's sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all.
played on Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me this queen, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It was Siobhan Roxburgh that suggested that. Yes, Arthur Conley, Sweet Soul Music. Thanks, Siobhan. She did it in a different way. There was a link with it. I scrolled past it. Well done, Siobhan. Good suggestion. Thank you very much indeed for that one. So, as well as it being World Music Day on the 21st of June, the beginning of summer, the longest day of the year. Did you know it's also International Surfing Day? I'm not going to play the fanfare for all of these because there's a lot of them. National Daylight Appreciation Day. That makes sense when you know it's the first day of summer. It'd be weird to hold that in December the 10th, you know. National Daylight Appreciation Day. It's also, does this need celebrating? Surely every day is this. National Selfie Day. Selfies are prevalent in society now. I took some of them last Saturday. My dad and I compared a fabulous event in Eastbourne at the Royal Hippodrome Theatre, beautiful theatre. It was the British Music Hall Society's Day by the Sea, usually an annual event due to the pandemic, hadn't happened for quite a while. And it was an honour to compare it. Featured such amazing artists as Paul O'Grady, Alison Steadman, Bernie Clifton, Lorna Dallas, Mandy Mooden, amongst others as well. Great day was had by all. But very long day. Started at 10:30 in the morning, all the performances. The equivalent of three shows worth of stuff. There were breaks in between. But yeah, it was rather wonderful to be a part of. My dad and I did our own act in the middle of it, but held the thing together all day as well. Met some great people, shared dressing rooms, had a few laughs. It was pretty lovely. And yeah, a great, great time. Why did I even start talking about that now? I've forgotten. I've got to that. It's worrying when you get to that age and you think, yeah, I'm going to say that. Why did I say that? I can't remember why I said that. Anyway, I'll listen back to this and remember. Many of you listening right now already know why I said it. But I'm not going to remember before I play the next track. After which time we'll have another visit to the weird world of news to someone who objects to their child's end-of-year school trip. You can say it's mean, but they got a nasty shock when they're asked to pay a lot of money. Hear more about that after this song, which was suggested. I've done research this time, yes, by Graham Long. Well done, Graham. Here's John Miles. Another one, just called Music.
Music was my first love. And it will be my last. Music of the future. And music of the past. To live without my music would be impossible. This world of trouble, my music brings me
music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, music of the past, the music of the past, music of the
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Bit epic, that track by John Miles there, the classic music. Yes, thank you for all your suggestions in the run-up to this show. Remember, not too far away now from finding out official news about the World Cup of Films. The excitement's building. Sneak previews available at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Before that, time for a couple more tracks and another visit to the weird world of news coming up right now. First of all, where this has been reported online, I don't know why it needs two reporters to have found this out, but it's got two names credited with it. I'll let you find it online yourself. Now, this is bizarre. There's one part of this, it's more the journalism, really. There's one part of this reporting that annoys me. Anyway, a dad has blasted his son's school over the cost of school trips, branding them unfair amid the current cost of living crisis. Gavin Owen said the price for the end-of-term trips for his two sons is ridiculous. So he's not happy about it. Okay, the secondary school wrote to the parents explaining their school trip would cost £80 per pupil. So, okay, if you weren't expecting that and they'd been free previously, then that's going to come as a bit of a shock. It's for an adventure week, which includes kayaking and climbing and requires safety equipment, a spokesperson for the school said. They also said they're fully aware of the pressures families are under and had attempted to find a balance between keeping costs down and making up for lost experiences over the pandemic. So, this is weird as well. The cost per pupil varies depending on their year. That's a bit harsh. For a year 7, it's £80. For a year 8, it's £50. For a year 9, it's £40. For me, it must be about £3. I'll go. I like kayaking. Anyway. So Gavin wasn't happy about it. Let me explain the bit of journalism that annoyed me. Because, yeah, alright, that's not a particularly ridiculous story. A parent being upset that their school has suddenly told them they've got to fork out a not inconsiderable amount of money for school trips, and he has two children. It's clear he has two children because of the line I left part out of it. The secondary school explained it would cost up to £80 per pupil, meaning Gavin will be spending more than £100 for his children, who are aged 12 and 15. So the reporter has worked out he's got two kids. But he can't work out that at a cost of £80 per pupil, he'll be spending more than £100. He can't be more specific than that, he or she who's reported on this. £80 a pupil, two pupils, he'll be spending more than £100. He'll be spending £160. Just put that. I don't know why, it's sort of that weird detail that's annoyed me. The secondary school explained it would cost up to £80 per pupil, meaning Gavin will be spending more than £100 for his children. Well, alright, if they're in different years, maybe that's the key. Maybe that's the key. Year 7s pay more. So the 12-year-old be paying £80. The 15-year-old's only paying £40. Right, I've slapped myself in the face with that one and almost need to apologise to the reporters, although clearly it's £120. They couldn't do that simple maths that I've just done. They just knew it was more than 100. I've let this permeate the show for far too long. We need more tracks. Shall we break off for some ABBA? Go on then. Let's do it. I think we should say thank you for the music.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song? That's what I mean. So I say thank you for we
FM.
It absolutely is, you know, they're not lying. Great to have your company. Yes, we're almost halfway through tonight's extravaganza. Available on 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, or phoenixfm.com if you're not. Also available on Smart Speaker, Apple App and Mixcloud. Lots of ways to be here and find things out, like the 21st of June is International Surfing Day. It's National Daylight Appreciation Day. It's National Selfie Day. But I didn't tell you these things. It's World Handshake Day. That's exciting, isn't it? If you love shaking hands, if you don't worry about it. It's also on the 21st of June, World Giraffe Day. Let's celebrate the giraffe. They're very lovely, aren't they? And clearly World Music Day. Giraffes, very bizarre animals. They look kind of... they look quite marvellous, really. They look quite regal. They look quite authoritative. Why do they have long necks, though? Well, Darwin's theory of evolution may be the answer. The long necks of giraffes are simply down to competing for food, so those with longer necks were able to reach higher leaves. So giraffes have developed and evolved over time to be taller than many, many other animals and therefore be able to eat leaves on trees higher up. Simple as that. You know, if there was a, you know, millions of years ago, if there had been a species of plant that giraffes liked that grew on the ground, would they be tiny like anteaters? You know, not eating ants, but eating plants. Anteaters eat ants, hence the name. Giraffes eat leaves high up. Ground giraffes eat leaves low down. I've invented a new species, ground giraffes. Yeah, they have half the length of neck and they just go along the ground. I think I'm a bit tired. I think I'm rambling. I'm quite enjoying it, though. Hopefully you are, too. Good to have your company. Remember, loads more great stuff still to come. It won't be too long till we find out this evening about the World Cup of Films. Also, we've already done celebrity birthdays. You've missed them. There'll be loads more great tracks, many of which have been suggested by you lovely people tuning in right now. You could get a shout out on the airwaves tonight. And also, always time for more visits to the weird world of news. Okay, but before that, yet again, I'm going to struggle to find the person that suggested these tracks. I think one of them was Charlie James. I mentioned Charlie earlier. Pretty sure she suggested this. Who else was it? There was another. Barry Liptrot, well done to both of you. Your song has made it onto the airwaves. It's time to get lost in music. Time to get that funky vibe going. Dance around your house right now. Go on, with Sister Sledge. We'll be right back.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the brilliant Sister Sledge getting lost in music. And now, as promised, time to pay a visit to the World Cup of Films. We're halfway through the group stages as of last week. Yes, there are going to be 8 groups in total, 4 films in each group. You can only vote for one film that you would prefer to watch when faced with the choice of those 4. Then the 2 films in each group that get the highest number of votes will progress to the knockout stages. There may even be some kind of seeding system. Who knows? It's that official. Anyway, Group 4 was completed a little while ago and contained some great films: Get Out, Schindler's List, Rocky, and Ghostbusters. Very close in the voting. Get Out, though, didn't fare so well. I really enjoyed that. Modern classic. Just 6% Get Out of the vote. Then, Schindler's List, 32%. Rocky, 30%. Ghostbusters, 32%. Closest group yet. Schindler and the Busters have made it through. Rocky, knocked out. Get Out just has to get out instantly. Didn't even get in the ring. It's out. So yes, Schindler's List and Ghostbusters have progressed to the knockout stages of the World Cup of Films. It's all happening at the halfway point. And to celebrate going past the halfway point, Group 5 is live. What are you voting on for Group 5? Well, get yourself over to @BenSimRadio on Twitter. It's the only place you can cast your vote. These polls are only available on Twitter. But whether you're on a phone, a tablet, a computer, some other device, please cast your vote. @BenSimRadio. Best Film Challenge Group 5. You can only watch one of these films. Which one? And the choices then are Terminator 2, Judgment Day, 7, Singing in the Rain, and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Again, some great films. Actually, before we talk about Group 5, with Group 4 and Get Out, which is out of the tournament now, there's a new film coming out from Jordan Peele, isn't there? He directed Get Out, and he's also directing the new one, Nope, which has a very dread-laden trailer. Looks interesting, though. I believe Nope is an acronym that stands for Not of Planet Earth. But I think we're all going to have to watch the film to find out more. And as tends to be the case with Jordan Peele, bit of an interesting storyline, maybe not quite what you expect. Something about horses, something about clouds in Nope. That's all I'd say. Get Out, very bizarre ending to that film. It kind of had some psychological terror throughout it and then just got a bit weird at the end, didn't it? Anyway, with Group 5, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, there's a brilliant film. One of those very rare films that, yes, you can't get the shock factor of revealing what a Terminator is, but I do think one of those very rare films that beats the original. It's so difficult to do for a sequel, and only a handful of films have ever done it in my book, called Ben's Big Book of What Sequels Have Beaten Their Original. It's not a catchy title, is it? Empire Strikes Back, yes. In my opinion, set up the ability for that franchise to go incredibly crazy and stratospheric. Yeah, Empire Strikes Back, brilliant one. Back to the Future Part 2, brilliant. Love that. Terminator 2 Judgment Day is another. Yeah, it's better than the original. Come on, just admit it. Liquid Terminators, brilliant. Ah, yeah, amazing. Robert Patrick in that film is phenomenal. Then we come to 7. Don't watch it if you're a bit queasy, if you're easily put off of things. There's some unpleasant stuff going off in 7. Brilliant story, though. Again, if you can call it a twist, if you don't see the ending coming, it's an excellent ending as well. Singing in the Rain, bit opposite to Terminator 2 and 7. There's a little bit more hope in Singing in the Rain. I like to think it's a little bit more of a feel-good film. And features Gene Kelly's iconic dance scene that we've all seen at some point. Then, here's something weird to admit in the world of films. I've attempted to watch Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind about 3 times and never quite got through it. It's very rare, that, for me. Once I start a film and get into it, I will stick with it till the end, but I've found it very difficult to get into, but a lot of people have loved it. Anyway, that's just me. You may feel entirely different about those films. Please get yourself onto Twitter at BenSimRadio and cast your vote. At the moment, it's a virtual landslide for the Rise of the Machines. No, it's not number 3. Terminator 2 Judgment Day has 89% of the vote. 7 has 11% of the vote. Singing in the Rain and Eternal Sunshine yet to get a vote. Please, at Bensim Radio, you can change all that with a few taps, a few clicks of whatever you use to get online and get onto Twitter. And we may get some more votes flood in. But at the moment, the Terminator's running away with it. There we go. That was tonight's visit to the World Cup of Films. I'll keep you updated throughout the rest of tonight's episode. But remember, at Bensim Radio on Twitter, if you want to cast a vote, give us a retweet as well. Get more people to vote. See if you can sway some of your friends and family to vote with you. Oh, yes. And we will truly get a national picture of the favourite film ever, according to the UK, according to listeners of the show that goes like this, which in my mind is the UK. I've tried to make it sound a bit more dramatic. Anyway, let's have another musical interlude, another great track with a musical influence. It's the first one I'm playing for a while that doesn't have music in the title, but it's definitely a good one. And it's been suggested by James Wordsworth. Well done, sir. American Pie. Chew on this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck until the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. In the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, though the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was, at the request of James Wordsworth, the brilliant Don McLean with American Pie. Hope your 21st of June is still treating you very well. If you missed the early part of the show, you won't know, or maybe you will know, but you won't have had me confirm to you that it is the longest day of the year today. It's officially the beginning of summer. Did feel like it began about 4 days ago, but yes, officially the beginning of summer. Enjoy the late nights, enjoy those barbecues, balmy evenings. That's B-A-L-M-Y, not B-A-R-M-Y. We don't want balmy evenings, balmy evenings. Can you tell the difference? Balmy evenings, balmy evenings. I'm not sure if I can tell the difference. I'm losing it a bit tonight, but I'm enjoying the fact that I'm losing it a bit. It kind of is all absolutely fine for me. So, yes, loads going on. Still World Cup of News info to come. Even though we've said about it already, you've missed celebrity birthdays. It's Prince William's birthday today. It doesn't seem right that Prince William's 40. It's crazy. But yes, he is. It does seem right that Dean Saunders is 58. But there we go. On the morning that Ryan Giggs officially resigned as manager of Wales, so there's no distractions while he's going through a court case, and it will allow Wales to compete at the World Cup with a management team in place that knows they're the permanent management team. Yes. So I will put another track on in a minute, and then we will have a couple more visits to the weird world of news after that. There's plenty of weirdness out there. Also, I'm going to tell you about the comedian, if you haven't heard already, who had one of their jokes featured in their show get a complaint. Not just a complaint to them, they had to answer to the police. I'm not kidding. It's a bit ridiculous. Now, at the behest of many of you, let's have Billy Joel, Piano Man.
Clock on a Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
He says, son, can you play? a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The brilliant Billy Joel with Piano Man there. Remember, if the word music isn't in the title, the song must be about music in some way or another. Another great suggestion from many of you. Thank you for that. So, going back to the weird world of news, if you're ready for this one, the comedian I mentioned before that track in question is Mr. Joe Lycett. He has some wonderful stories. I've seen one of his live tours. It was brilliant. It was very cleverly crafted. Very clever. Not only were you laughing all the way through, there was a kind of overarching narrative to it as well, which is very impressive. Whether he does that in every tour, every live show, I'm not entirely sure. But anyway, this is true. Joe Lycett has revealed he was investigated by police after an offended audience member took umbrage with a joke he made during a show recently. The comedian shared the story on Instagram on Tuesday and told his followers, "So someone came to my tour show a few weeks back and was offended by one of the jokes. And their perfectly understandable response to this was to call the effing police." After writing a letter explaining the context of the joke to the police, the funny man told fans the matter was fortunately closed. He concluded his post with, "Charmed and hopefully amused, the Rozzers have since closed the matter. You'll be pleased to know that the joke, which I consider to be one of the best I've ever written, remains firmly and proudly in the show. My tour continues until September, unless I am jailed." Now, comedians all over the world will have had audience members occasionally be offended? Well, I've had audience members be so offended that they've bothered to get in touch either with them personally or with the venue in some way or another and complain about it. It's pretty rare to be so offended by a joke that you call the police over the matter. Is that a bit unnecessary? I can't help feeling it must be, and is pretty ridiculous. Anyway, you've got to be super offended. Wow, it's got to be offensive. Yeah, there we go. While we all digest that, let's have another track. Can I quickly find who suggested this? I've got a feeling it was a possible Roxburgh again. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't. Was it? Who knows? It's interesting. It must be really entertaining for everyone to listen to me deliberate with myself over which one of my lovely legend listeners have suggested certain tracks. Right, I can confirm with absolutely no doubt that it wasn't a Roxburgh who suggested it. I've got a fire. Ah, it was Becky McNab Grieve. Well done, Becky. Thank you for your suggestion. Lovely suggestion. Let's have Paloma Faith right now, who's making her own kind of music.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Did like that one. Paloma Faith, make your own kind of music. Well done, Becky McNab Grieve. Thank you very much for that suggestion on the airwaves. Been having a bit of banter on the old WhatsApp with a regular listener and contributor and friend to this show, Rachel Woollett, who thinks I'm hilarious tonight. Well, thanks, Rachel. I think you're hilarious as well. Very well done. Thanks for sharing. Hope you don't mind me saying that on the airwaves. Yes, of course, you didn't want anyone to know you think I'm hilarious. Or occasionally hilarious. I know, maybe you don't regularly think it. I'm rambling a lot tonight, aren't I? I've had another message from friend of the show, Ron Wilmot. And Ron has told me that I must do the following. And, you know, if a listener requests something, I'm more than happy to break off at a tangent And it's still linked to the world of music, not quite in as strict a way as I've been doing it throughout the show. But Ron has pointed out that one of the most successful songwriters of all time had their birthday yesterday. Do you know who I'm talking about? Do you know whose birthday it was yesterday? Any notable people whose birthday it was? Well, apparently, he was 80 yesterday, one of the most successful songwriters of all time. And he just so happens, many years ago, to have written a song called Yesterday. That sort of worked perfectly in a weird, ironic, imperfect way. Thanks, Ron Wilmot. Paul McCartney was 80 yesterday. Let's play Yesterday in a tribute to all his wonderful songwriting talents and all the Beatles' amazing tracks.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Phoenix FM.
What a legend, Paul McCartney, who turned 80 yesterday. Thanks so much, Ron Wilmot, for that lovely suggestion. Hope you're okay with me squeezing it into the show right there. Now, visits to the weird world of news can sometimes lead me down a dark path, and I'll spend a while deliberating with you, my lovely Legend listeners, over the story with this one. I'm just going to tell you the headline and then tell you another story that links to it that will make me laugh. Wedding, right, this is the headline. Wedding, and then the next word is in quotes. So, wedding ruined. Wedding ruined after neighbour starts mowing lawn just as bride walks down the aisle. Why were they getting married in their back garden? Wedding ruined after neighbour starts mowing lawn just as bride walks down the aisle. That reminds me of a story I'd love to share with you. I'm sure my wife won't mind. But my late mother-in-law was visiting us a few years back and liked to help out in the garden and volunteered to mow the lawn for us. Our next-door neighbours were having a party for their child and were in the garden singing happy birthday. My mother-in-law was not very good of hearing at this point, wasn't aware that they were singing happy birthday, just thought there was general noise coming from some children next door, and started up the lawnmower. Most definitely ruined, in quotes, that rendition of happy birthday for a neighbour's 5 or 6 year old child. It was a hilarious moment. You had to be there to fully appreciate it. It's making me laugh now thinking about it, because it did genuinely happen. We never had any altercation with our neighbours over it. They were very good about it. We never had to explain what had happened. It just makes me laugh thinking about it. Just that image. Happy birthday to... Brilliant. Should just incorporate that into the song, then there's no problem, is there? Happy birthday to you. It's a bit more sinister if you do it like that. I'm definitely a bit tired tonight. I think it's coming across on the airwaves. Anyway, time to dance to the music with Sly and the Family Stone.
Phoenix FM.
Oh yeah, fantastic. Sly and the Family Stone dance to the music. That'll get you going at 25 to 8 on a Tuesday evening. Yes, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM 98.0. On an FM dial if you're in the area, Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on Mixcloud. I'll have a look at the feed. I know Paul Milton is regularly on there. Hello to you again, Paul. And, yeah, has any more votes come in on the World Cup of Films? They have. Terminator 2 has gone to 90% of the vote now. So many people voting for that one. Fabulous. It's clearly the favourite. But the vote will still be open another 3 or 4 days, so get your votes in. You know, if you love Singing in the Rain and you're disappointed no one's voted for it, vote for it. Retweet it. Get your friends to vote. Go on, it could suddenly rise up the leaderboard like a veritable salmon. Or something similar. Okay, I want to squeeze quite a few more tracks in before I go off the airwaves. And I've just realised that my final, very appropriate track this evening is quite a long one. So I've got to squeeze them in earlier. Oh, pardon. Right, time for Adam and the Ants. This was suggested by Jed Gleeson on the Isle of Wight. Well done, sir. See, when you initially hear this ant music, you think, is that just insects running around? Biting leaves. Oh no, it's a man with black eyeliner and a very good dress sense. What I'm saying here, looking at you, what I see, I'm looking at you. together and music.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I can't believe that track was solely written and produced by ants. It wasn't. Okay, get over yourselves. Insects aren't capable of that level of music production yet. Let them take over and then we'll see. We'll see the quality of what's in the charts go right down, believe you me. Okay, time for another visit to the weird world of views. Not weird world of views or news. A kaleidoscope, that's a weird world of views, isn't it? Anyway, the weird world of news is back with not such a weird visit, as in a very practical visit that many people might be pleased about. So listen to this one. You learn something every day, don't you? You very often learn things by tuning into this programme. I've learned something. I'm going to share it with you. Home expert celery trick that helps bread stay fresh for up to 3 weeks. We've all had it, haven't we? Oh, that loaf's gone stale. Annoying. Particularly now, when the cost of things is more, you want it to last for longer if you can. Here's something good then. We could all do more to reduce our food waste, and it's not uncommon for many of us to end up chucking away fruit and veg that started to go mouldy before we've had a chance to eat it. But one home and well-being expert on TikTok has shared a video full of hacks for making sure food never goes to waste. Her name is Katya Mackle. And she regularly posts things on TikTok. It's at Katya.Mackle on TikTok. MackleKataya is her name. At Katya.Mackle if you want to enjoy some of these tips. The one thing that impresses me that is in order to keep your bread mould-free and stop it from drying out so quickly, all you need to do is add a stick of celery to the bag alongside your slices of bread. Can last for up to 3 weeks. Brilliant. Love that one. She also claims wrapping tin foil around the top of a banana can help boost its shelf life, as well as keeping carrots and green vegetables in water and making sure all salad is dry and washed before it goes into a container. Yeah, that kind of is a bit more obvious, but yeah, the old keeping carrots in water is a good one. Wrapping tin foil around bananas, putting a stick of celery in your loaf of bread, it will last for longer, see? I might share some life hacks with you now. If you really want some life hacks, you can go to our Simmons & Simmons website. Go to the videos page. We've got a whole playlist available of life hacks. Things that will help you in your everyday life. Not to be missed. Simmons & Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, A-N-D-S-I-M-M-O-N-S, .org.uk. Simmons&Simmons.org.uk. Go to the videos page. You'll see the Life Hacks link. It will take you to our YouTube Life Hacks playlist. Heartily recommended. Just have a gander on there. Okay, a few more tracks to squeeze in, and then we've got the big boy to play us out. But before that, time for Mr. Tambourine Man. Another one suggested by James Wordsworth. Wordsworth. Don't leave an S out of someone's name. Just play the track, Ben. All right, I'm talking to myself now.
Dancing spell my way. I promise to Phoenix FM.
The Birds and Mr. Tambourine Man, suggested by James Wordsworth. He definitely has an S in the middle of his name. Thank you, James. And it's happened, yes. I said on the airwaves that all the voting could change for the World Cup of Films. During that track, some votes have come in. Shockingly, Singing in the Rain has now gone above 7 into second place. Still Terminator 2, Judgment Day running away with it. 75% of the vote. Now 7, 8% of the vote. Singing in the Rain, 17% of the vote. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, voteless. That's a shocker as far as I'm concerned. Although I did admit on the air I've never managed to watch it all the way through. I've stopped that film about 3 times. I still don't really know why. I must watch it all the way through one day. It's supposed to be really rather good and enjoyable. Anyway, Terminator, clearly the hot favourite still for Group 5. But Singing in the Rain, starting to come up on the rails. Who knows what could go on. Okay, we're going to squeeze in more tracks. Of course they've all been suggested by you lovely legend listeners. Who suggested this next one? Can I find the way through my list? Shockingly, it's James Wordsworth again. Whether you say his name wrong or right, he keeps making suggestions. Well done, James. Michael Jackson.
FM.
And that was Michael Jackson's classic Rockin' Robin. Now then, time for one final visit to the weird world of news. Sadly, I can't tell you the story about a man who beat traffic chaos by kayaking to work. You can search for that yourself. It is a real story that is out there. Here's another quick hack for you. Doctor shares Vaseline hack to trap pollen and reduce hay fever symptoms. Sneezing, runny noses, watery eyes and an itchy throat are all common symptoms of hay fever, particularly unpleasant, and they're particularly prevalent at the moment. If you're one of those unlucky people who suffer strongly with hay fever, then you may have tried many remedies to no avail. But a doctor has suggested the following, claiming that treating it with Vaseline can help to reduce symptoms massively. Hay fever is an allergy to pollen. And from late March to early September, there's a lot more pollen in the air. Can get worse at certain times during that period when the pollen count is higher. I often find that staying indoors and keeping the windows closed helps reduce hay fever symptoms, but are very often super unhelpful during the summer. Putting Vaseline under your nose is a good one. It can trap pollen before it enters the nasal passages. That's a weird thought then, isn't it? You wash your face at night and you've got a pollen moustache. But anyway, it could work. If you have particularly bad hay fever symptoms, try putting some Vaseline under your nose, and before you breathe in the pollen, it'll get trapped there and stay on your face. Brilliant. So don't say you don't learn life hacks on this programme. Celery in your bread, Vaseline under your nose. I never expected to be saying those sentences this evening. Over to the Beach Boys.
FM.
That was the Beach Boys classic, I Can Hear Music. I will admit I've broken it off slightly early, so I can sum up and then play the monster of a track to play us out of the show that goes like this tonight. Thanks so much to everyone who's contributed, suggested great tracks. Graham Long, Siobhan Roxburgh, Karen Owen, Ian Parkin, Barry Liptrot, James Wordsworth, Gary Collins, Ellie from Beckles, Ron Wilmot, Will Oliver, Bobo Roberts, Charlie James, Jed Gleason, and many more. And yes, it's been the 21st of June. It's been World Music Day. It's also been World Giraffe Day. But did you care about that? It's been the day we found out Joe Lycett got reported to the police for a joke in one of his shows. Unbelievable. Anyway, check us out online if you missed anything. PhoenixFM.com. Now to play us out, as Rob Harvey comes in with Synth City after the news, it's time for a bit of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Real life, is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway,
the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the bandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Magnifico.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Never, never let you go.
Never let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me. For me, for me.